Shmaya, beginning of the Chazara today, Inyanim which we spoke about over the last few weeks, is a fairly short Chazara that I told you last time compared to the much lengthier Chazaras that we had in the past, especially the last one, which is, gotta ask your mechila in retrospect, it was too long. But okay, what it was. We can't correct the past, we can try to do better in the future. Rabosai, let's open to the Mishnah on that Yutesim and Aleph. Chamisha damim tamei b'isha. There are five different levels of dam, which are tamei. Fine? You get an impression from the Gemara that it's only those five. Anything in the interim between those five would be tar. That's the Pashup Shat, as it says in the Gemara. And Daf Chaf and Aleph, these are five levels. V'chulon dia mikan tar, about more than halfway down the wide lines where the small Zion is. V'chulon dia mikan tar, it means all five. Obviously the dia of the highest, of the reddest, is going to be redder than the next one. Afal Pikain, it's tar. In the olden days, as the Pasuk says, Bein Dam L'Dam, they were able to distinguish between various levels of red and fine. That was a unique talent that they had in the olden days. Today, forget about it. Impossible. In terms of the Rosh over here in the second parak in Siman Dalet, explains to you, based upon the Gemaras, that even in those days, the Mishnah, even in the time of the Gemara, there already were individuals, giants, who were refusing to get involved in such difficult distinctions. Okay? Take a look over here in the Rush. Uvidoro salolo ain't baki, with a small little yudis of the Madani Yontif. Ain't baki b'mara zon lishon al chokhmoso laharfid bein dam ledam. Fa'afil b'mei chachmei ashas. Forget it. Impossible to be matter any red. Chas v'sholem. Impossible. Okay. What kind of be matter? The imlo she'elavon. Okay. White is okay. White. Very nice. Or Yoro Kemari Azov. It's Yorek, but the word Yorek means many things. It's like gold. Alpha Gav the Tanakama Sava the Dam Yorek. We paskin that Matar Yorek. Base Hillel. The Dam Yorek, we don't paskin Tanakama. So Baruch Hashem for that. That's as far as the Rosh is willing to go. We saw that beautiful sefer called Tor Chazi, where he showed that the Rav Sadigon was initially the first one to be machmir to say that anything between the various levels of red, you cannot be mitaher. That was the first level. But later the Rosh said that even lower than the lowest level of red, as long as it has any reddish whatsoever, we have to be mitame. However, the question becomes, is this because we simply don't trust ourselves, which is a good instinct to have, or is it Xeris Chachamim? Chazal said, we have no choice, it's not a question of our anivus. Chazal said, any little reddish in Ma'olam is no good. That's a machlokas gedol de harishonim. In the Rosh it appears just because of our own anivus. However, the Ramban says, Gazru af bidia harbe. Where's Gazru come from? So if you remember the very beginning of the year, Mamish, the very beginning, we saw Nav Samach Vavam and Aleph, the Gzeira of Rebbe. The Rebbe said, Shnayim Teshev Shisha. Take a look in the bottom Tosis, on Samach Vavam and Aleph, Shema Rosa Yom Rishon Dam Yorok, Ve'enam and Aminyan. She thinks she's seeing red. Halachli, it's not really red. If you can say, she says today's Sunday. She sees on Sunday, so she can go to Mikvah Midaraisa, Motzi Shabbos, But no, what you saw on Sunday was really not red. Confusion. So the first day she releases is Monday. She can only go to the mikvah midaraisa on Sunday night. When a day early, it's a chiyuv karis. That's the problem. So you see, if that's part of Gzeiras Rebbe, Takanas Rebbe, and of Gzeiras subsequently, that means it's a Gzeiras chachamim midin de Gemara. You can't trust yourself when it comes to these things. It's not lechumah, not lekula. It's all one big mix. It's a Gzeira, the Lashon Ramban, Gazru al Dia Harbe. Presumably that is the Gzeira. That's the Gzeira. Pasha Pshat. Okay. The Rambam, the Ravid, they say no. That the Gzeira of Rebbe is a totally different story. They're going to mix up the days. They're going to get confused. Is it Yemei Nida? Is it Yemei Ziva? That's why they require you to have 7 days clean if you see 3 days in a row. Not because you're going to make a mistake in what time is what. It's not Gzeira. The reason we don't see red is because of our lack of Bekiyas Lemaisa. My nafkamina between these two. So the nafkamina may be what's called a dia, the dia, not of red proper, but of shachar, of black. Of black. The Ramban asks it. The Shitasa. It's a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira. And there are others that hold that way as well. The Meiri, the Chinuch, the Eshkol, they all hold it's a Gzeira. They ask a Dia, the Dia of black as well. The Rambam and the Raivan and the Rosh never said that. He only said the Dia of Adam. But when it comes to Shachar, we are Bikim. We are Bikim. Oh. How do we pass on the halacha? So the lush of the Shulchan Aruch is a bit ambiguous. Open up to the Shulchan Aruch, please. Simon Kuf Pei Ches Sif Aleph. See what it says. Komara Odom Beinim Ukei Harbe O Amok Tmeim. And it says V'chein Kol Mara Shachar. So what does V'chein mean? Does it mean, yeah, all black is usur? Or does it mean all black including Keah Harbe? Same as the Keah Harbe is sound by red, it applies to black. It's not completely clear what the Shulchan Aruch meant. Not completely clear. Not completely clear. Should depend upon the machlokes between the Rosh and the Ramban. It's not completely clear what the Shulchan Aruch means. Not clear. So who cares? The bottom line is tremendous difference. You know, we have to be mach because the Shulchan Aruch does say V'chein kol mara shachar, implying that even the dia keo would be a problem. The shaila is as follows: what's the nature of this din? Is it a din b'toras vaday? B'toras vaday, kach gozru, in which case that's it, or is just a matter of that we're not exactly sure. Not exactly sure. Even with respect to what we'll call dia the dia of red, it's not completely clear why we're machmir. Are we machmir because we're really afraid? This is dam on the level of daraisa. It's a sveka daraisa. Oh no, there's no sveka daraisa. No, not at all. The Binas Adam said that if a Mara got lost, we have to be Machmer because it's Sveka the Oraisa. So the Maharsham says that's true, but it's a subject, maybe it's really red. But if it's a subject, the worst it could possibly be is what he calls No Tiktsas Laoden. He calls that a Sveka the Rabbana. A Sveka the Rabbana. Okay, so that's something which the post can talk about. It's a Sveka the Rabbana. Maybe certain possibilities of being lenient in some cases. Okay, this is some of the general background to the issue of colors. There are a number of other things I want to discuss with you today about colors. The first is an interesting question which the Rishonim talk about, and we have to figure out what the real Metzius is and how to perhaps reinterpret the Rishonim. Now, it starts with an interesting Chakira, which Avnezer has. Is there exeris a kosov that only red is metame? Remember the Gemara that you test of an aleph quotes a bunch of psukim. She says it's exeris a kosov that only red is metame. Well, no. Red is a simen that is done. Simen that is done. Dam is metame. Nafkamina may be if you know it's dam. But it's not red. How's that possible? All kinds of shtiklach. They can produce chemicals, or maybe it's just mixed in a small amount. Things of this nature. So, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says if you can make a shtick to change the color in the mokar itself, start. It's tar. That's a pretty big chiddush. Pretty big chiddush. Now, it has to do with the Gemara, not your testament out. Let's look at the Gemara, please. What talks about black? Towards the bottom of that Yud testament out, they give quotes of Tiferes Pesukim. He has to be red. What about black? The last narrow line says, Shachar is Adamu Ela Shalaka. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So Shlomo Zalman says, you know what it means? It means, if you look in the last Rashi in the Daf, Lichshenekar Minaguf Lokeu Mashchir. It only turns black after it leaves the body. That's why it's a problem. If it would turn black earlier, it would not be a problem. It would not be a problem. But Moshe writes the same thing. Moshe says it's a case where it happens naturally. Shlomo Zalman says if you did it with shtick, it turned different color in the rechem itself, it would be permissible. Not everyone agrees with that at all. This leads to another interesting question, which is related somewhat. Where is this dam tar coming from? So we laugh, kind of crazy question. We all know where it's coming from. It's all coming from the same source, even if it's a different color. So we think it's a question which makes no sense scientifically. Nonetheless, the Sefer Achinuch says dam tar is not min ha-mokor. Not min ha-mokor. That being the case, we can suggest the fact that it's red, the proper red, is a simen that it comes from the mokor. Need not be the red bedafka. It's against the Shlomo Zalman. The problem is, as the Gemara seems to say, Dam Tor is also from the Mokar. Nonetheless, there's a Tosis writ, I quote it verbatim, the Damim Tahorim Einam Bo Min HaMokar. Not called base. What does it mean? So we saw in this Tor Chazi, he quotes us from the Sefer, the Nos and Pirio, against Rabbi Shtetner, and I quote again verbatim. The Eino Ba Mihatzinoros for Ha'orkim Shumakom LeTumas Nida Vanikra Mokar Kihem Bekoras Adamim Avu B'Shar HaRechem Eino Begeder Mokar V'Luchein Adamim B'Shar Maras Abor Misham Eino Mitamim. Oh, of course it's coming from the general uterine area. Where else is it going to come from? But not everything in that area is considered to be Dam Nida. This goes back to some of the discussions we had a while ago about Damaka. If it comes from there, which part is it coming from? Is it coming from the lining which would have shed anyway, or the part which would not have shed anyway? We had long discussions about this a while ago. So it's a similar idea that we're going to reinterpret the Rishonim who say it's not from the Mokar. It doesn't mean it's not coming from her nose. It's coming from the general area, but not from the same, if I use the expression, vasculature, not from the same exact part of the line that waxes and wanes, but some other part. That's a better understanding of what the Sefer Achinuch says. Okay, fine. So halacha lemaisa, it seems that everything's coming from the mokar. If it looks like a tsevet tar, it's tar, even though we can do a lab test, we find out that there is dam. I have an ability to do a lab test. I would never do a lab test on yellow and say, well, you know, maybe there's some dam there. Chas v'shalom. If I found there was dam there, I would be matir it anyway. The dam was invisible to the naked eye. We hold halacha lemaisa has to be pasha, has to be red, coming out, you know, coming out red, and was red all from the beginning to the end. If it was had been changed inside, so that's all the way inside the pasha is mutter, especially if it's changed naturally, maybe even artificially. Pasha has to be. We saw the last Rashi. The only reason why shachar was a problem because it only changed when Rashi's lashon again min haguf. So the lashon shenecha min haguf loko mashke. But had it been mashke before it left the guf, wouldn't be a problem. You had an impression even if it's a little further out. That was the old story of the Bein HaShinayim and where exactly how that is. It's hard to know exactly how to deal with that. But that's a pashup shot. And when it came past that critical point, depends what color it was at that nakuda. Fine. Now, Yoruk. The two questions. First, the question is, what is Yoruk? And the second question is, what is the din of Yoruk? The two separate questions. Again, what is Yoruk? And what is the din of Yoruk? I guess before we get to that particular Prat, I want this to be mashed what we spoke about before a little bit. There was a taz and a shach, a taz and a bach, if something turned white in the mucker. Right, so what's the din? What's the din? So we like to say, if it actually turned white in the makkah, it should certainly be tahar, and it shouldn't be a problem at all. What about gray? Talk about light gray. So if it's what they call tunkel gray, dark gray, that's considered to be like black, but light gray. The poskim say, this is Rabbi Vosna has in a few places, it's rochok afilu midia de shachar. What's the question becomes, what's the difference between this and light pink? Why is light gray different than light pink? So the answer is as follows. This is an important answer. If it's no telad mumis, pink is an independent problem. That itself is awesome. When it comes to black is only the question because it used to be red. So that's true is if it is black, which is a weaker black. Let's say, for example, because it's mixed in, diluted in water. We saw that in the Mishnah. Talk about red. It's like certain things which are diluted in certain parts of water. So the water makes the color less strong. But light gray is not black, which is diluted with water. It's rather black, which is mixed in with white. And so too is pink. Pink is not red mixed in with water. Pink would be the equivalent of red diluted with white. But that is the difference. No telad mumis, even if it's pink, which is kind of red and white combination, that is prohibited. But light gray, which is a black and white combination, would not be prohibited. This is what is quoted from the various poskim, so it makes this distinction. Let's go back to what I said before. What's the definition of Yoruk? So if you saw in the Rosh, there's a whole discussion about Yoruk, and the Mordechai. There can actually be three different colors which are called Yoruk. We saw even with their Yiddish equivalents, if you recall, what's considered to be Yoruk. So take a look over here on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. It's a Tosis. Take a look, please. Hayorek, Akavi ben Mahalala Matamin. Hayorek, kind of like Esrig. And now we're approaching Pesach, but we all know what Esrig looks like. We call it yellow. For lo Yorek Kikarsi, not green. As a matter of fact, it sounds in the Gemara Sukkah that a green esrog is pasul. Some people love green esrog. Ah, it's pasul. Well, next year you'll learn a sukkah in Yeshiva. So to come to my share next year, you'll find out what the status is of a green esrog. But Yarek Karsi is green. We spoke about that. All the children come home Purim time with a coloring book with Esther is Yarek Krokus. It was green. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It was green. I mean, she had a yellowish complexion. That's it. Anyway, but Stam Yarek Kenu. And Tosu explains Yarek Karsi ain't the note of that Mumis. How in heaven's name can a Kavim and Mahalala say green is awesome? Red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. So red and green are opposite of each other. Yellow is stuck in the middle. When you drive a car, you have to know. Yellow is between red and green. Zemadach. New York City understands what's going on in the world. Yeah. Okay. And the Stam Yorok Kenu is like an Esrik and Amalul of a Gozel, Yorok Akasi. Called the Stam Yorok, Lav, Hachi, Hu. Okay. So Tosis is clear that Yorok is like an Esrik. Fine. We saw that goes Maimini, Perikei, Sifkon Aleph, Yellow, Yud, Lamed, Aleph. Someone had a typo with it, sadly, but in the real edition, Yellow. The word yellow made it into the Agos Maimini. Okay, that's one interpretation. One interpretation. Believe it or not, the Meiri held, it means green. Green. But yellow is awesome. Whoa, man. If the Meiri is right, we're all toast. Forget about it. It's us every yellow. Because yellow has some little bit reddish. I have a kavim asa green? We pass in a black, was red turned to black. A kavim so the red turns to green. What his science was, I don't understand, but that's what he's held. That's how the Meiri explains. So that's a sheet that's yachim, which to my knowledge, nobody in the world accepts. Let's turn to the Mordechai, Simen Tov Shin Lamed Hei. Let's see what he says. Tov Shin Lamed Hei. Oh. If you have my edition, it's page Gimel, the top of the second column. Dam Yorok, Bain Mara Blue, Bain Mara Gel, what's Gel mean?
Yellow.
Bain Mara Green, what's green? Green. Okay. So blue, green, yellow, all this according to the Mordechai is included in the word that we have, one word in English for all three of them, which is called Yorok. Fine. Now, let's analyze. Remember, there are two opinions. It's the opinion of Akavya and the opinion of those who dispute Akavya. It's not 100% clear to Psak Halacha. Let's go back to the Gemara to see who's saying what. So now that we've identified that Yorok includes blue, yellow, and green, it's all considered, you have to understand, Akavya asked all three, blue, yellow, and green. Maybe he only asked it yellow. That's the closest to red. If you take a look, Rabosai, the Meiri said according to Akavya that it was red and it turned green. We find trouble believing that. If you look at the Gemara that you test them in base, let's assume for the moment that Tosus is correct. That yellow is Yorok is yellow. Look at the Gemara in the third line. Same as Abchinas and Shachar Adamu Ela Shalaka Hachanami Milkahu Dalaki. Akavya asks, let's say yellow, on the grounds that it was red, and it turned yellow. It turned yellow. Fine. Fine. Interestingly, the Bar Tanura says that Yorok is Adam Shalaka. Okay? And he says it's like an Esrik. So the question becomes, if the boy's aim is correct, maybe it should even include green. As Amiri said, once you say Laka, so all bets are off. So the question becomes, what is the first? This is the boy's aim. The boy's aim, that's Adam Shalaka here too. What's the first opinion within Akavya? Lesser Akavya, the Xeris Akosov. Says, Leslie, that guy doesn't hold from it. Doesn't hold from it. So the question becomes, according to the Lishna Kama, so Yorek is Tomei, and light red is Tor. We did our Mishnah before we got to the Chumash later on in the Gemara. How can that be? So he suggests, even according to the Lishna Kama, of Yorek according to Akavya is Odom Shalaka. But you need a Xeris Akosov. Take a look at Tosis Lesle, Pirish Lesle Dala Davka, Elanafle Achamishi Mikro Achrina. You need a pasuk. You need a pasuk. Quanti boy say, but you don't need a pasuk. Look at the Pirish Mishnais. It looks that way, and that's how we understand the opinion of Beis Shammai of Meimei Tilson and Meimei Besar Tzli, as the Mordechai seems to say so. A different question, perhaps, is we call a Xeris HaKosov. Now, Tosis over here, Hayarok, starts proving that it's yellow and not green. If we're saying now that a Kav is based upon Laka, the Raya is no Raya. Apparently, the answer is that even if it's Laka, it's not Dam, if there's no slight Netiya to Admumis. That's the case. The Bartanu is also okay. We're suggesting as follows. The black is the strongest part of the red. Look at the Pirush Mishnayos. Doesn't need a pasuk. But Meimei Tilson and Besar Tzli according to Meshamai is the weakest part of the red. So to a Yorok according to Akavya. And it requires a pasuk. That's interesting. Interesting. What's more interesting is that if you look at Rashi, on the top Rashi, New Testament days, Litlos, Tana Kama Sova Hei Damim Tameim Vadai, V'idach Sveika, Ulebeis Hillel, Tahorin Mamish. So the Rashba, according to the Tana Kama, it's Asura Labaila. So you get an impression? Meimei Tilson, Sarat Sleepy Pasak Tana Kama. Asura Levaila, that's what the Ran says. Rambam is Mekel, and the Rosh is also Mekel in the Shal. So we have a serious question. There could be a situation which are Asura Levaila. The Ritva goes further. Oh, the Ritva is a total disaster. The Ritva says over here in Akutes, we pass Nagav Yossi, who's Metara Legamre, Baruch Hashem. That's very nice. He says as follows. That's by Yorok. Because even Akavya, at the end of his life, backed out. The Mishnah Adius in Perakei. But then he says, "Bisman azeh she'ena nuroen dam, kol shulavon o yorek kekarsi taru ven choshe shelo." Oh, man. Back we're stuck in La La Land. If the Rit was right, the only time we make it is either white or yorek kekarsi. But all yellow is going to be a problem. Oy, gewalt. That would be terrible. Not only that, but the Sidrei Tara quotes the Shalah, the Marashal says, the Maramintz, that Yorok is also, Pasha, we don't pass that way. If you look at the Pischei Tshuva over here, in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, gentlemen, Sif Koton Aleph, mentions a little bit about, makes a reference to this, a reference to this, to the Shalah, Narshal. But Lemaisa, we don't pass in this way. Excuse me, it's Sifkot and Beis. But Shalah, Kosav, Rashal, Kosav, V'yorok, Tzorachiyin, Ki maramin kosta b'tshuva b'shem agdolin. Right? Gdolin. Dasvina gam b'yorok. Alkein ein lahokl b'mehirus imu kemara ha'shava, like wax. U'bikosh kemara ha'zov, like gold. Alim kein yesh gam tzadim ha'cheim u'sforos v'chichol shen anidus, etc. V'imotah mara yorok adi ha'gosha nearly the hachmir and b'li ha'gosha motza kesem. But they yesh lahokel. She do up manabli agosha, kincha marazu, ala yesh the tada the kach makach. I call it heroes inyan because you know it's a question of suffic agosha, etc., etc., etc. Says the Sidrei Tara, achronim mishmitu ze, lo sphir lehu achi, bal nefesh yach when he asks the heroes inyan. Whoa. Halacha lemaisa. Most poskim don't agree with this, but the chayodam has a chum which many poskim agree with, which is that when it comes to the hefsek tara, we have to be more machmir. Wow. Most poskim disagree. Say it's not true. We can be mekel with respect to hefsek tara the same as we mekel with respect to anything else. Adka. Okay, so far so good. We now turn our attention to the thorniest issue of all in Maris. One word. What's the word?
Brown.
How now? Brown cow. Right? Brown. So we started a Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva over here is in end of Sivkot and Aleph. Okay? End of Sivkot and Aleph. What does it say? Let's take a look. I instead of Tamish and Matsasi Kosov, Shadama, not the Tseva Broin, Shukan Klippas Harmonim, Kamashka Kavi, Shutor, Fanchak Loma Bekesim, Fishu Eno, not the Numis. I also found it. It's in the Shelas Yavitz. Now, the Pischei Tshuva shortened the Sidrei Tara, who shortened the Yavitz. Each one is shorter than the next. Let's take a look a little bit in the Sidrei Tara, Sivkot and Aleph. Has a little bit more than the Pischei Tshuva quotes in his name, but not enough, as we shall see soon. Here we go. Matzasi kosov dam anot l'sev abroin peloshin Ashkenaz shukan klipas harmonim ukamashka kavi shutar ve'etalom bekesem. Why? Fisha einot l'anumis. He would have stopped there. It's fine. But yet, kiyam l'shachar ukvashaninu diamikantor ribar nishalor. The whole world jumps on this. Sidrei Tara. No. Halacha lemais v'paskin. Yes, sure. The time of the Mishnah, Diyah Mikan is Torah. Halacha lemais v'paskin. Diyah Mikan is Tomei. Is Tomei. Rebbeinu Shalom. Diyah the Diyah is Tomei. The Ran says, or Beferish. The Chochma Sodom's Kasha against this. If you look at the Shailas Yavis itself, he writes as follows. Some people maybe didn't know where it was coming from. They didn't identify by name. Ravadi quotes it because he was afraid of the machlokas, what they call today the Emden Eibshitz controversy, which still rages, by the way, to this day. I'm not going to go on that now. No time. So if you look, but the Shelas Yavid says the following words. Oh, he's Bavron Zakasha. Ha gufa chumma gedola. Do shaben biki'inan bigavei. Of what? Meimei Boset Sli. Ele Mishum Delo Lesi Lachlufi Keva De Islei Netia Le Odem. As opposed to brown. And he adds, Shere Eino Shachar Velo Afilu Dia De Dia Shalo Ele Sheomok Shalo No Tiktsas Le Shachwes Hadia. As a Kavachoma from Yoruk has a slight Netia Le Odem, as Tosu says, Koshken be Yorick Broin. Guess what? We thought that Yorick included blue, yellow, and green. Says that Yaakov, and it also includes brown. All included in the very, very wide ranging name called Yorick. Shurochok ma'od mina odo. Afa pishu omakarbe ena la kadia de shachar. Shutor below suffic. What does that mean? So someone to say, brown is an independent color. but not doesn't fit into any of the categories. It's something which is independent. That's one way of understanding what brown is. That's one way. Okay. One way. But there's some other ways to understand this. We'll try to analyze them briefly. Briefly. It's not dia of shachar, it's karav l'dia shel shachar. That's what it sounds like. I karav l'dia shel adam v'machmir. That's because dia shel adam might be asur midina de gemara chashal dechlufi, but dia of shachar, which the chuli alma is tar midina de gemara lo chashina lachlufi, it's a kind of a gzeira l'gzeira. Oh, this is what Abba Vajda quotes. This is Tzitz Eliezer quotes. Aloha lemaisa. Kamza b'shimen aida, zatzal, an alumnus of our worthy institution. You want to say for on Hilchas Nida, long time ago, before most of the other sermon that we have nowadays, long time ago. He tries to prove, when I saw this, I was really scared, because I had a Kabbalah from Rabbi Schwabzal. If it looks like coffee, took out a jar of coffee, he said, look, is this okay? Is this what you have any darker than this? I said, or redder than this? I said, no. Oh, comes up by Eider and quotes many, many sources. He quotes chum, the word chum, when it comes to the sheep of Yaakov and Lavan. So Rashi says, Dome la Adam. Para Aduma is chum not la Adam. The Rashi in Bukhoros. Stam susim are adumim. We know that that's not true. Horses are not red, they're brown. And the Beis Yosef writes, once again, we get into Sukkot of next year's Limud, is a kemin davar oda adam belulav mitzat panav. They call it the kara. I think that the way it should be in there, something the kara is great, prevents the lulav from splitting in half. And the kara is terrible because you know maybe it's split there under the neck, you can't see it. The machlokes between some people love it, some people hate it. Like a lot of good things in Hilchos Habaminim, not for now. But that's brown, and they call it kamin davar adam. Rashi says in Lamed Hay and Sukkah, kol haperos haniklafim ma'adimim, and they turn brown. On that basis, he wanted asa brown. Came along to save a tochazi and save the day. Save the day. How did he save the day? Take a look in the Gemara. Masechta Nida, Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Tell us what really is red. We know that it's called Dam Maka. Eizah Odom Dam Maka. If a person cuts himself, comes out red, mamish red, 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 red. Dam Maka, brown. Is not nothing like that. Nothing like that. What's the table called the Pa'as Sotchar of Munk from Haifa, where he said, it's mi sug adam velo mi min adam. Now you have to use far good English words to be the equivalent. So the general family of red, but it's not a type of red. I'm just trying to give you the best English equivalents I can possibly give you. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, bottom line is, the minute kol Yisrael is to follow the Pesachei Tshuva, to be matir brown, we're matir brown on samim, we're matir brown on garments, we're matir brown on bedikis, we're even matir brown on hefsek tara. I can tell you that we know of children who were born only because we were matir brown on the hefsek tara and enabled them to go to the mikvah on time and have a baby. So this is a high stakes over here. However, at the same time, honesty is the best policy. You leave real red out for a long enough time, it'll turn brown. Perhaps what you call oxidization, is that maybe what it's called? Whatever it is, I don't know what it's officially called. You know, if you have a chalit, I'm not wishing it on you, but if you ever have a cut, chas v'shalom, next time, find a piece of cloth, a handkerchief or something, and just put a little bit on it. And come back a week later. All that's going to be brown. So if you got a Mara, Shaila, they save him up. Oh, I'm not sure they're doing it for devious purposes or stop the Batlanas. Or maybe they're trying to save the rabbi a tirch. They have a Mara today on Sunday. The question is going to make for next Sunday. Why should I bother you? We'll wait till next Sunday, we'll show you all the maris. Meanwhile, it's a week old. That's a whole story. That's not so simple. Rav Vosner, I think, is correct. And I quote him again, verbatim. Yesh linog lishol im kach choya b'shas etziya o yosu chazak kevan shemotu she'odom mishtane. I think he's completely correct. He's correct. That things change. It was red, and now it became brown. You have to ask the person, what was it like when you saw it initially? I think it's an important question to ask. I believe so. So we can be matter brown, yes. Baruch HaShulchan says, oh boy, and the Bnei HaShulchan, Bizman Hazeh Yesh Kama Chushos Lenoshim, Regilas B'maras Halalu, Vim Nach Ba'alein, Lo Yuchlu Litar Le'Ba'alein at all. So we should be makel on brown. But you have to ask the question. I found that very often you'll be able to see a residue, a leftover of the red. We sometimes call it red highlight if you look in the sun. If you look in the sun, then you can see something in the brown which has a slight reddish. Same as someone has a brown beard. If you look in the sun, it's in certain streaks of red. That's just the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So then it indicates that in all likelihood there was red initially, and it's a problem. But if you ask the person, tell me when you saw it came out the same way, it's all right. Not only that, but even if the woman says that, well, you know, when it came out, it looked a little bit different, you have to ask more questions. Would you see it the first time? The average woman does a bedikah in the bathroom. What is the lighting in the bathroom? If the lighting is incandescent bulb, the woman just comes out of her body, it's wet. Almost everything looks red if it's wet under that kind of lighting. Either red or pink. Matthias. So she says, well, when I took it out, maybe it looked a little bit reddish or pinkish, and now it's just straight brown. You can be making. She said it looked red like a fire truck. Then you have no choice but to say it was red, and now you see it a week later, it changed. If you see it a day later, I'm not so sure you should be machmir that kind of a shot. Fine? Good. So now, it's a very, very important machlokus in the Taz and the Bach at the very beginning of Simen, Kuf Pei Ches. Give a look. Kuf Pei Ches, open to the Taz. Here we go. Watch this. Him Odin Tamori Chomiz al Chumrachas. Tshivo Mara Yorah Belov on the Fnei Amora. The Odolach Lo Yorah Bo Davar Hachi Yisyabesh. Lufomim Achashi Yisyabesh Yimtza Odom Bik Tzosov. Don't paskin on something which is wet, because it happens frequently that the edges turn red. Dvarim Tumim. He doesn't understand this. What's right now it's not red. What are you worried about? Right now it's not red. Well, there are those who understood that the Bach held that if it came out clean and became no good later on, it's prohibited. That's a very difficult sheet. It's hard to imagine that it's true. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Lashon of the Bach, you can't find this anywhere else unless you look on the original source. Open to the Bach if you can. Beginning of Kuf Pei Ches. Yeah, the Lashon of the Bach. Here we go. Writes as follows. It's the whole paragraph. It's worth seeing the whole thing. It's paragraph V'isha. V'isha Shiroa Mara Yorok L'achash Nesiyam Shu Aksam Nasuk Tzosu Av Adumim Mikol Sviva Nir Dimidina Tvei. Like by Shachar, Shenekam and Aguf, who loke, who mashkir. Moshul Adam Makla, Shenekra, who mashkir. That's the Gemara. Who the Kavasei, Chashin and Beyorak Zer, the Shenekam and Aguf, who loke, Venasa Yorak. Who Shenis Yabesh, Chozak, Tas, the Mareu, Sheoda Mitrilo. And when do we argue on Akavya? Akavya said Yorak, Milkalaki, when? Elibin Nisha Yorak Mitchilos of Yad Sofa were making. Possible no Hashin and Likui. I was in a stand of the Akash and Isyabesh, Venasa or other Victosov, Shapra Hashin and Likui, after a Bonamidine Tmeo. Not the Pshap that came out Torah with Matame anyway. No. When it turns to red later, we have an assumption it was red from the beginning. This is a Shvacha red. Now the red came out more Victosov. For this reason comes this chumra. You bring a wet mare, don't look at it. It's not a crazy shita. The Taz is built up the shver, the straw man. So it seems that it came out clean, it got came no good later on, and that the shver was ma'asadat. No, chas v'chalila. It's against the Gemara b'pshuta. But the shver said, the Bach said, if now you see some red, it's the glory of Muslim Afreya. It was red from the beginning. It was a very weak red. You didn't see it so well. That's the Poshup shot in the Sheet of Sabach. Alright? Okay. So the Taz, yes, nonetheless, it's against the Gemaras. The Gemaras in Avchof and Beis. Ein ledayin al amashe nevros. Nu. Chavaz Daz says, come on, Taz. He's talking about the Shver, too. You know, people like to attack the Shver sometimes. You're being too quick to go against the Shver. No raya against the Gemara from the Gemara of Chof and Beis. In the case of the Gemara, if you recall, there was no way to figure out now what the din is for various technical reasons. So you have to go with your gut, Masha and Avroas. But over here, it's equal of a ruwe. Just wait until it dries. Wait until it dries. Oh. That is Rebbe. Rebbe saw Amar Alach. That's a Mefurash in the Gemara over there. On Chof and Beis. And then he says the Taz. The ain lo ma the Rebbe lo rok shehu lach el lechumra. No, because the Poshim shot is that he would see it no matter what. The Bach will say no, he was only ro el lechumra. Okay, but not lekula. The place he says that even in the olden days they saw lach bismanenu, because we can all have the expertise they have. We're unable to. Oh, let's go a little bit further in this discussion. Pischei Tshuva quotes a Chacham Tzvi. You know, my opening up the Pischei Tshuva. See the Chacham Tzvi. Kuf Peches. Siv Koton Gimel. Chacham Tzvi says, "Afilim ro hamorek shehoyolach, v'elo maratar, v'chakach shenis yabesh nimtza maratame, tohora, v'azlinon tome bas yitzim and aguf feilatame on the tire." So we said that the Bach will agree fundamentally with the Chacham Tzvi. The only reason why the Bach said it's a problem because the Bach felt that now that it's turning red, Igloy Milso, it was probably some red there from the very beginning. Now, one of the Cheshbonis over here, watch this. It is false. The Chacham Tzvi says, "Drochea or Darchei Noah." Wouldn't be right. You make your Torah, later it comes Tomei. I'm a Churban. So we have suggested that Bach agrees, And the Bach says, for that very reason, you should not see it when it's wet, precisely because of Drochea Tarachei Noah. According to the Taz and the Shach, you can paskin when it's wet. What's going to happen? She'll be with her husband, and then it's going to turn red, turn that Shim Shanida. That's not Tarachei Noah. But Keter, Bach is very concerned about Tarachei Noah. This may depend a little bit on the Machlokas Rashi and the Ritva over here at the Avchof and base. Take a look at the Gemara. A few more minutes. We'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow, Mr. Shema Tuesday, sheer regular time. Right? Just don't see anything crazy happening. To my knowledge, so far. Okay? So the Gemara is over here on Chochma and Beis, a story which we'll have to come back to it tomorrow again, but just to see a little bit now. Watch this. Also, this Yalta. Oh, this Yalta was. Interesting individual Yalta. We're not going into the full story right now. As after we're talking about Yalta, we talk about Rebbe. Let's read this few lines Gemara. Rebbe ra adam b'layla v'timein, ra b'yom v'tir, himtin sh'achas chosav v'timein, omer oili shema t'isi, shema t'isi, v'ad eto, t'tanya, So Mikara Achaske Bitome. Kevin the Chazal the Tzafa Dishtani Omavari Tor Hava Balalud Lois Chazi Shapir. Didn't see well at night. Kevin the Chazal the Hodarishtani. What does that mean? Hodarishtani is like Rashi Hilbin. It got even wider, it got even lighter. Omar, hi Tomeu. Rashi, Marad mil miso averes hilka chodel lemilse kamaisa v'time. Behold, Armina yeldam asheros heichad lo achzek shulach lo idmilel ketame. But in this case, you see it's a pattern. It gets lighter and lighter and lighter. So when he saw it at night, and then he saw it in the morning, and the morning looked good, he was betired. They saw in the afternoon, and it looked even lighter. It means it's just a pattern. That he didn't make a mistake. Not that he didn't see it well at night. At night, the taka was tummy. For Raya got lighter in the morning, even lighter in the afternoon. No difference in morning and afternoon. It's all in the daylight. That's how Rashi is trapped in this Gemara. Okay, so that's how Rashi is a Rashi. But not everyone agrees. The Ritva says no. The Ritva says that, quote, Chazar uverobo kemar adam shalayla. In other words, he saw it at night, it looked bad. Then in the morning, it looked good. If the moon looks bad, it went back to the darker color. And the shadayin echoshesh biatzmo shema hu toe v'chiloa yakein balayla. Oh, what do you see from this Ritva? That had it been Torah balayla, even though now by day, it's Tomei, it would have been Mutter. And again, we're pointing out the Bach agrees. Not only is it clear from the Bach here in his Pirush on the tour, but it's even more clear in his Shelos Tshuvas. And so, why isn't the Chacham Tzvi worried about this? Chacham Tzvi says, we never heard of such a thing. We never heard of this, so a person should worry that. The thing that looked at this point good had red, and I just didn't see it. It's a very nice kshash that the Bach had, but we don't find the precedent to worry about. We don't find such a thing. No. It's interesting, the Maracha Azarua says, if it turns red mamish, you have to be afraid maybe it was once red. How else did it get red now? But as opposed to, where it only gets reddish at the edges, quote, a direct quote, Yesh litlos b'shinui ha'avir v'habeged. Yeah. And if that situation, we say, Drochea darchei Noam. That's what we pass. That's what we pass. The kids are the big machlokes. Big machlokes. I just want to add one thing at the very end. But the Shevet HaLevi says, you have to be careful, don't disqualify everything, because the edges, what we sometimes call the halo, have a bit of a different color. Many times you find that all it is what it calls, it's mitstaber. This is true according to science. That when you have a stain over a certain, area, and it's coming to an end, so a lot of the stuff in the middle flows out to the end, and the end is simply what was in the middle, double, triple, quadruple. It's a very important leniency to know, and to know when it applies, when it doesn't apply. We're out of time. Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll continue with these in Yonim B'Seyad and B'Shemayim.